USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The Biden administration is defending its decision to initially say news reports of a secret Chinese spy operation in Cuba were inaccurate.
We were as forthcoming as we should have been at the time the first stories appeared.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said that the information was sensitive at the time of those news reports. Former President Donald Trump has landed in Florida for his arraignment on federal charges in Miami tomorrow. He left his Bedminster, New Jersey golf course this morning. Trump was indicted last week on 37 felony counts connected to the handling of classified documents. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is scheduled to visit Beijing next week.
We shared concerns about the possibility that the provision of weapons to Russia for Ukraine is something that they might be considering.
Blinken canceled a trip to Beijing earlier this year following the discovery of a Chinese spy balloon that was flying over the U.S. President Biden postponed a meeting with the head of NATO today due to a root canal procedure. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the president is doing just fine.
The procedure has been successfully completed, and he'll be certainly working in the residence this afternoon.
Biden had reported experiencing pain in his lower right-hand side of his mouth on Sunday. The meeting with NATO's Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg was rescheduled for tomorrow. The U.S. Supreme Court is soon expected to rule on affirmative action in college admissions. The cases involving University of North Carolina and Harvard claim that the practice negatively affects white and Asian students. In the Harvard case, John Wang, a student with outstanding academic achievements, was rejected by six top universities. Wang alleges that admission experts suggested he would have likely been accepted to Harvard if he were black. This is USA News.
The following is a message from the future, sent by Jamie from Progressive.
Back in 2023, you could get help from Progressive online, through our mobile app, or over the phone. But here, in the future, we can communicate with you through telepathy. Now, I don't think anyone in 2023 has mastered telepathy yet, but if you have, then you can totally read my thoughts right now. And yes, I did leave the oven on. Wow, you're good at this.
That was a message from the future. Get the help you need today with Progressive.
Do you smell smoke? I really should go.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates and other insurers.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
A majority of California voters want Senator Dianne Feinstein to resign. The 89-year-old Democrat recently returned to work after a period of absence due to shingles and encephalitis. According to a survey by Inside California Politics and Emerson College, 63% of Californians believe she should step down, enabling Governor Gavin Newsom to appoint a replacement for the rest of her term. Representatives Ro Khanna and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez have also urged her to resign. Fox News is sending a cease and desist letter to former host Tucker Carlson due to his new Twitter show. The letter argues that Carlson's new show violates their contract term since he is still in a contract dispute with Fox despite being ousted last month. Fox claims that they are still paying Carlson, which grants them exclusive rights to his content until the end of 2024. A Senate committee is asking for details on the PGA Tour's merger with LIV Golf.
PGA and the Saudi-backed LIV Golf made a controversial merger to form a bigger organization in what lawmakers call a drastic reversal in its position. Democrat Richard Blumenthal is requesting details of the agreement. He said it raises serious questions regarding the reasons for and terms behind the announced agreement in a letter to the PGA Tour's commissioner. The Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations also sent a version of the letter to LIV Golf's CEO. I'm Lisa Taylor.
And the Denver Nuggets are one win away from their first NBA championship. The Nuggets will host the Miami Heat tonight for Game 5 of the 2023 NBA Finals. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
You will like this program if you are new to it. There's something for everybody to like about the Good Day program, if I do say so myself. And Doug Steffen, who else is going to say it if I don't? Right? Yeah, let's hear it for Doug. Yay! Jay Kirshner.
The longest-running Radio Morning Magazine is on usapodcasting.com. Subscribe to the Good Day download now at usapodcasting.com or wherever you get your podcasts.